This is Graham King from Urban Athletic Club, and you're listening to Full Service Radio.
Recorded live from the lobby of the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C.
For me, what I try to do, and this is really difficult, I think, for some people, especially in D.C., because we're a very go-go city, is that find an end time for your day and put everything down and then spend the rest of that day for yourself. Just as your computer stops running well after it's been on for 2 or 3 days, neither does your body and your brain. My name is Graham King. I am the owner and operator of Urban Athletic Club here at the Line Hotel. In high school, I didn't play any sports. I was kind of a late bloomer. And it wasn't until I kind of got into college and made some friends that were really into the weightlifting and gym world where I really just fell into the gym and getting stronger. And a big part of what makes us human is connecting with people. And that's what we wanted to build with the gym, was a place where you can have, you know, group environment, group training, people talking to each other. If you have a good conversation, you might work out 10 minutes more without even knowing it. That's what's really important. That connectivity, the group, the community is super important for your mental state. And that's a big testament about why, you know, I'm a huge proponent for personal training, group training, especially group training, like going in with a group of people that you see on a regular basis that you train with, who are going to hold you accountable. They're going to push you. They're going to know about you and what's going on in your head, I think is really important. So it's one of those things where you have to have that group to get you better. It's just, you can do it on your own, but it's really, really hard to do it on your own. The group helps so much. The gym is a used, active gym. Like there are neighborhood members that are there working out. There are personal trainers there working out. There are classes going on. Like there's activity. So when you walk into that gym, it feels like, man, this is, I want to work out. Even if you're unmotivated because you had a long flight or a long ride or the meetings were too long, you go into that gym and there's an energy that you want to work out. Yeah, so Urban Athletic Club, we opened in 2013 at the now Glover Park Hotel. 2018, we opened at the Line. But, you know, before that process, came here and sat down. I went to New York and met with the corporate at Sidell, and we talked about what we wanted to do here. The idea was always, look, you're going to make this place really special. The gym should also be special. Because if a gym is just something that feels like it's just an afterthought, it doesn't go with everything else you're doing. Yeah, so what people, you know, the hotel guests walk into what I think is one of the most beautiful gyms, hotel gym or otherwise, that I've seen. We have many trainers who are there. All of them know that this is a hotel and a service hotel. And it's not just I'm working with my client, but if someone comes in who looks lost, they're going to say, hey, how are you doing? What's going on? What can I help you with? As they would if they walked in any place. They walked into your house. You wouldn't let them walk around. You would say, hey, how are you doing? What can I help you out with? When we were in the meetings and talking about what should this gym have? And it was the people that are training now have so much knowledge. They know how to use TRX. They know how to use kettlebell. They know how to use bikes and dumbbells and all the different things that are out there. They're going to want that when they travel. So many times you go to a hotel gym, it's a treadmill stuck in a closet that stopped working and a pair of mismatched 12 and a halfs weights. People are going to expect that the gym has what they are used to at their gym at home, or if they have a trainer, wherever they go, they're going to expect those things. So that's what we have. And we've got an open space, a 45-foot long turf floor that people can do all kinds of dynamic sports training, skips, high knees, butt kicks. We have a dog sled. They can push a heavy sled back and forth. You know, they're going to get everything they would expect in a gym. What is functional fitness? Functional fitness is training to make the stuff you do in life better and easier, right? I mean, if you're a cyclist, what's functional to you is different than if you're a javelin thrower. There might be some crossover in movements, but the function is what's important. And so You know, why we call it an athletic club, first of all, we consider everyone an athlete. You know, whether it's my 70-something-year-old client, she has to carry a luggage through the airport, put that luggage onto an overhead bin, and go. That's her athletic movement she has to get ready for. So prepare her for that. So what is functional? Functional is like training for your everyday life. The first thing, no matter what you do, is build and carve out the time habit. So that is the most important thing. Everyone says, I don't have time. I don't know where to start, whatever it is. Walk out of your house for 10 minutes. I don't care what direction you go, where you go, and then turn around and walk back. And that starts to carve out that 20 minute that you need every single day. Just get used to that. Just walk out of the house, leave your phone, nothing, just go. And it's that time is yours. This time is yours to take to your own health. Get that going first. And once you have that 20 minutes, then you can start thinking, okay, well, maybe I'll walk for 8 minutes and then I'll do 4 minutes of jumping jacks and then walk 8 minutes back. That's still 20 minutes, right? These things where you can add stuff to as your knowledge base increases. But the most important thing is carving out the time. Then you can start saying, okay, well, when should I do a double kettlebell split snatch squats? It's like, whoa, slow down. Let's just get the time down.